Hey, Fires. Welcome to Friday Fails. You know, my household, we have a safe word that we use. And get your mind out of the gutter. It's not a safe word in the sense you're thinking. But when I'm having a conversation with my wife, when I'm hanging out with my family, and I hear, "And he's gone." That's the safe word, the safe phrase, I guess, if you will. And that's my warning shot across my bow to bring myself back into the conversation. Because what's happened at that point is I've just receded into my head, and the ocean of ideas are always spinning around in there, and I'm not present in the moment. I was on a call this week with Tom and our buddy Tony from Australia, a painting contractor we work with. And, you know, we're all kind of seasoned dogs at this point, the stage of our lives, both in business and life and relationships. And so the conversation was honestly all over the fucking map, which was great and good conversation. And this topic kind of came up about, you know, the struggles we have. And I'm not going to speak for the other guys with our relationships as we are fighting the day-to-day in the contracting world and the space we're in. So, and it got me thinking, which is always dangerous. And I started thinking about time blocking. You know, in the traditional sense, time blocking is when you just mark out time on your calendar to take care of specific tasks. You know, like my Mondays are my admin day. The other middle 3 days of the week between 10 and 2 is when I do my sales. I block out times to ride my bike. I block out times to pick my kid up from school or take him to the bus, whatever, that type of thing. It's super effective. It's a great way to make sure you get shit done that has to get done. But I started thinking about the reality of that and how I use that time and kind of had a revelation about it over the weekend. And there's always been this analogy of social interaction with certain types of people, apparently myself, that envision yourself, you have a cup full of coins. And every time you have a human interaction, it takes a coin out of your cup. And it's not because you don't enjoy the interaction or whatever. It's just that it's just a little bit mentally taxing. And that kind of is just the way I am. I can cruise through the day, can be nice to everybody. Kind of my personal motto is improve everybody's day that I come across somehow or another and try and be just kind. But, you know, between sales calls and dealing with customers and dealing with the crew and, you know, everything else, it takes a toll on me. And it just kind of takes a coin out of my cup. And if I'm not careful, by the time I walk through the door at the end of the day, my gas light's on and I'm running on fumes. And I tend to get a little bit bitchy in those situations. So, yeah, the realization I had was I need to have my time blocked in a way that leaves something in the tank for my family and for myself just at the end of the day. If you come home today drooling on yourself, completely emotionally shattered, it's like you're not going to recharge before the next morning or whatever. So as I reflected on that, I realized that that's kind of a tall order. You know, I'm like many of us in the contracting world, when I'm in doing something, I'm all in and I kind of leave it all on the field. So if I've got 4 hours to deal with production or sales, like I'm balls to the wall and I'm running through the finish line doing that, with very little concern on, very little concern regarding what's on the other side of that time block. Will there be any Dan left to share with my wife and my boys when I get home at the end of the day? Or even just like, you know, taking care of myself, like leaving energy to read a book or work out or fuck around with my dogs or whatever. So I think that's kind of the fail for today is up until now, I've been focused on time management in a production way, production focus only, and with very little regard for what happens afterwards. And yeah, some of it's great. Like I do ride my bike a lot because I make time for it, but it's fairly self-centered time blocking. And I've just, time and again, I find myself not being present. That's my biggest struggle when I'm hanging out at home, partially just because of COVID. It's like, fuck, we spent so much time together the last year and a half. I don't feel obligated to some degree. It's like, we've had some time. But, you know, that's wearing off and everyone's got their issues they need to deal with at the end of the day, whether it's my son's asshole cross-country coach or my wife just dealing with some client stuff or whatever it is. And I haven't been there. I haven't been focused on it. So that's today's Friday Fail. I would just encourage all of you to not only make your day more efficient production-wise with time blocking, but to be very careful that you don't run yourself to the red line, and that when you come home at the end of the day, you've got some energy that's needed to take care of yourself, take care of the people you love that are around you. That's it. So with that, I will leave you. Get after it. Have a great day. See you next time on Friday Fails.